together to fight for what we love.
Hold a significant amount of privilege and power over other groups.
You're listening to
Consider the Alternative.
Consider the Alternative.
Consider the Alternative.
Consider the Alternative.
A CITR podcast.
So we are here between 68th and 70th Avenue on Granville Street. And we're looking at the public art created by Robin Sparrow, who is an Aboriginal artist and who is part of the Coast Salish weaving tradition. She was commissioned by the City of Vancouver to create this public art, which is actually on the crosswalk in the street. And it is really beautiful, actually. It has these zigzag patterns in yellow and
white, black, Sonoma sand, and brick red. And you can see there's this unique texture to it.
Yeah, there's like a relief running through it that outlines all the colors, and it just looks like the wood carving, but on a street, which is pretty cool.
And the interesting thing is that it's also three sections. So there's two parallel sections, vertical sections, running in front of us. And then on the other side of the street, there's a horizontal section that bridges two streets.
It's actually a very major thoroughfare, and there are a lot of cars. So in terms of visibility, I think it's pretty good. The only thing is that it's making our recording a little hard.
Yeah, so they chose this because, as Christina mentioned, this is an active retail area, and also because it's near to an ancient Musqueam village, which is pretty symbolic.
Yes, and there is quite a bit of foot traffic despite it being in the middle of the afternoon on a weekday. So we're going to try and flag down one of these pedestrians and see if they can answer some questions about how they feel about the public art installation. Let's talk to those people. They look like they're crossing the street. What is your name?
Hi, my name's Courtney Rempel.
Hi. I was wondering, you just crossed the crosswalk here where they have a public art installation. Mm-hmm. I was wondering what you were thinking when you were crossing the street.
Yeah, actually, I did see them when they were painting it, and I did learn that it's for the Musqueam Nation, First Nations people. And I think it's really cool to have something like that in our neighborhood that pays tribute to those people. So I think it's lovely. I like it.
Do you think that this will have an impact on your community in any way?
I think so, in a way. You know, it just raises awareness. Which is always a good thing. So I think it should have a positive community outreach, and it's just a good thing to have in Marple. It's nice to see.
What do you think about public art in general?
Actually, it's something I look for even when I go to new cities. I always enjoy seeing the public art displays. It's something that you shouldn't have private. It should be something in the public. So I think it's good.
Hi.
Hi.
Could you tell us your name?
Christina.
Hi, Christina. I was wondering, have you seen this crosswalk before or noticed it?
No, I haven't been here I think last week. So I didn't notice it's there.
What do you think about it?
Oh, very attractive. I like the color.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you heard about what it's about?
Not that I know of.
This is actually an installation by a Musqueam artist to kind of memorialize the ancient Musqueam village that used to be on this land. So it's supposed to represent the history behind this area.
Okay. For Native?
Yes.
Oh, I see. That's interesting. Yeah. I heard about the Native in this area, but yeah, I never thought about that would be.
Have you lived in this neighborhood very long?
In this area? About 3 years.
And do you think that it kind of like adds to the character of the place, or what do you think it does to the community when there's an art installation like this?
I love to see that, yeah, because we live in a multicultural society, I mean a country, so we love to see all other countries or background, you know, into the community.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
No problem.
All right, could you tell us your name?
My name is Jerome.
Hi Jerome, do you live in this area?
Yes, I do. I do.
Have you noticed that the crosswalk has changed in the past few weeks?
Yes, I noticed that. Yeah, there's some colors on the ground, yeah?
What do you think about it?
Well, I think it kind of looks like my ancestors. It looks like the German flag. It's the three, red, the black, and yellow, so that's kind of funny.
Oh, interesting.
That's about it.
Do you have any idea what it's supposed to represent?
No. Other than that, I thought, no.
It's actually done by an Aboriginal artist, and it's supposed to commemorate the ancient Musqueam village that this area is built upon. I was wondering if you had any thoughts about that.
Well, actually, I'm very fond of Aboriginal culture, First Nation, rather. So now that I know that, it makes it a different thing altogether, yeah.
What do you think about public art installations like this?
Well, I think it's important that we show the Aboriginal culture and different things like that. And I think we do a great job in Canada anyways, because I travel throughout Canada. I think there's a lot to be shown. Yeah.
What do you think it does to the community when we have art installations like this?
Well, the thing is that I don't know that it's very clear what it's about. So unfortunately, if you hadn't asked me and told me, I would have never known. I thought this was like these reminded me of the colors of the German flag. So really, it's completely out of there. So really, there's a miss into what it should be. There should be something that says this is what it's about, to enlighten people, because people are dumb a little bit, right? They don't know.
Do you think that there should be a plaque or something like that to signify?
Yes, I do. I do think there should be some kind of a thing that says this is what it's about, because people don't know. Generally speaking, people don't know about things, yeah?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Yeah, no, it's...
Could you tell us your name?
My name is Barry.
Hi. Have you noticed this crosswalk before?
I did, and I watched them put it in, actually.
Oh. What do you think about it?
I don't know. I don't really have that many feelings about it. I just was really amazed that it took them so long to put it in. It must be quite expensive.
It's actually by an Aboriginal artist, and it's supposed to signify the ancient Musqueam village that this area is built on. What do you think just about the look of it?
Well, it looks okay. I guess it looks like a fancy crosswalk. It really means nothing to me.
So do you think that there's a way of improving this crosswalk or art installation?
If they wanted to make it an art installation, they should actually put a little sign by each little button for the crosswalk so that people could appreciate the time and effort the artist did and the city spent our money to put it in.
Do you have any other thoughts about this project?
I don't know. Sometimes I think that's a little bit foolish to spend this much money on something like this that people don't appreciate when the city needs to spend it on so many other things.
Could you tell us your name?
So my name's Sandy.
What do you think about this crosswalk?
So for me, just looking at the colors and the design, it's a really great representation of the Indigenous community here, and that's the first thing that I think when I do see the crosswalk. There's a lot of, like, just even in general, I live in Marple, and our community has a lot of Indigenous people living within it. And from my perspective, like, I own a lot of Indigenous pieces, and they're in my apartment. And when I look at this, that's what I think. And I think it's just a great tribute to that entire community.
Yeah, so this crosswalk was designed by an Indigenous artist who you've heard.
I haven't heard anything about the crosswalk. Like, this is the first time I've walked past it today.
Oh, okay.
So actually, I've not seen it yet.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, it was designed by like a local like indigenous artist. So like Vancouver, they called for submissions, and so this is where they unveiled it. So yeah, that's why we're interested in knowing.
Do you think that there's a lot of value in public art like this?
I think so. I'm not a Canadian born. I was born in the UK, and I just feel like there's not enough in terms of culture when it comes to art and design here. I did my honors in design as well, and I just think it's great for people to have these opportunities to showcase their style and their work, because there's not enough of that here. So this is great.
What do you think will be the impact of public projects like this?
I think in general, how can I put it? There's definitely going to be, I think you need to make people more aware. Like, we all know that we have an Indigenous community here, and, you know, even just at UBC, you know, Musqueam land and everything. And I studied there as well. So it's just, but nobody really knows enough. There's not enough being done. And for that community and art in general, I think people here are quite unaware of global art and cultural art, and things like this really will give people more insight into just more diversity, I think, in regards to the visuals.
Thanks
for a while there.
Oh, no, that was awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah.
That piece on the new crosswalk design at 70th and 68th Avenue in Marpole was produced by Christina Song and reported by Christina Song and Adeline Peng. The song you heard in that piece was Slim Heart by Blue Dot Sessions. Thanks for that story, you guys. Let's follow it up with a bit of a discussion about public art. Maybe we could start out by naming our favorite work of public art in the city.
You know, the artist name is Robin Sparrow, but actually there's like a gigantic sparrow in Olympic Village. Have you guys seen it?
Yeah, I think I have.
Like, yeah. Like, it's like next to like a pub and like a bunch of fancy grocery stores. So in a really nice part of town. And I think it's really interesting because it's just like a gigantic bird, and it's without context, which does like the context or like explainer of public art is sort of like mentioned in the streeter that we just did, because people are like, oh, I don't know what this work was about. I didn't know it was a work of art even. So I think like it's maybe confusing. But I don't think that work is actually done by the same artist. I think her name is like something McFawney or something like that. But yeah.
Do you know what that artwork is about, the giant sparrow?
I never looked into it. I just know it's there.
We should maybe look into it for next time. Yeah, I was part of a public art project, or kind of peripherally, and in Westbrook Village there's one that was made out of bottle caps that it's really interesting how it was talking about recycling and, you know, how it can, you know, encouraging people to recycle more and be more aware of the negative impact of plastic in our oceans and stuff like that.
Right. Isn't your mom an artist?
Yeah, so she was the person who made it. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So do you like support your mom a lot in her projects?
Not really. I should have supported it more. But I tried to help collect bottle caps. I think everyone in the community was in Westbrook Village, or a lot of people in Westbrook Village were helping to collect bottle caps at that time. And it was a community art project, and a lot of the people in the community, under the direction of my mother and another artist, they were, sticking those bottle caps onto the artwork as well. So it was a community project in more ways than one. Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple of questions here that we were just going to ask the people in the studio here today. And what is the role of public art in reconciliation or atoning for past injustice against marginalized group? Is it merely symbolic? Do you guys have any thoughts?
I mean, my first thought on that would just be that when you consider what public art means, is that it's not just, you know, the actual art itself, but it's also about taking up space and giving voice and kind of returning space. And so when you think about marginalized voices, indigenous voices, it's really important to make more public art by indigenous artists because it is a way of returning space, of giving back stolen space, right?
That's a really good point. Yeah, I think, like, it's so easy to kind of erase everything by building property and streets and roads, and we never really think about what kind of thing supports it, like what is the history behind the ground that you're built upon.
Yeah, exactly. And when you add public art to a space, it kind of, you know, shows what that land is about and what that land signifies. And as you know, we have to remember that we are on unceded and stolen land. And so when we are able to place indigenous art in the public eye on that land, it's kind of a reminder and kind of pulls us back to what it really is.
Well, keeping that in mind, do you think that it's kind of important for a public art project like this to really well advertise what its project is about and to possibly, like a lot of people have been suggesting during my street interviews, that there should be some kind of signage or plaque to explain what the pieces are about?
I think there, you know, a lot of people who are, you know, more idealistic, maybe in some sense, you would like not to have a plaque because often the art speaks for itself. And I think in some cultures as well, I know, for example, in India, a lot of artwork, people generally didn't put their name on it because you generally did not, it was not a matter of yourself who designed the art. The artwork was just an expression of, you know, the universe or something you're observing. So on the other hand, I think it's often, especially when you're trying to make it have this kind of educational value as well, to increase awareness, oftentimes people who are not deeply involved in that field will not even notice or understand. And maybe it's a good way for people who are less involved to get an entry into understanding, you know, maybe First Nations issues or, you know, other kinds of community topics.
Yeah. I mean, I think I kind of understand why some artists might be shy about, you know, just putting down an explicit explanation about what their work is about. Mm-hmm. For one, maybe it's a little bit more antagonistic and it's kind of like more confrontational, I guess, if you are somebody. I think some people, I can't imagine like a lot of people would be like, oh, I'm against like indigenous art. But like, I think maybe they want to kind of like keep their distance above like saying an explicitly political thing maybe. And another thing that they might be wanting to do is that leaving it up to the interpretation and sort of the ownership of the people who live in that neighborhood. I think that's also a possible explanation. But I think there's always a trade-off. Like the more that you give to your audience, the more that you give to the public, I think there's a little bit that you're taking away from yourself as the author and as the voice behind it. So the second question is public art a good way to spend tax money?
Yes. I think public art and community arts, the arts in general, are very are a pillar of a real community. And I think they get a bad rap in terms of being a waste of money, which just isn't true. But I think when you think of the educational value, the aesthetic value, the political value, they're, you know, worth their weight in gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't want Vancouver to become more of a tourist attraction than it already is. But I think there's, like, definitely some, like, value economically, too, to have a lot of public artworks because that's what really makes a place attractive and attracts tourists and people who want to live here. I mean, not that we need this, obviously, but I think if you were just like as a city planner who wants to raise property value, not here, not Vancouver, please not Vancouver. But if you were to aim for something like that, I think like public artwork is really good. But I think outside of like hard cash value of something like that, there's also like the cultural, what economists called positive externalities, which is like something that's good, but it can't be paid for directly because it's like a public good and everybody can enjoy it. So like, how can you sometimes you can't monetize on something like that, especially when you have like an artwork out in the open and anybody can access it. So yeah, there's like, I think if you see the Marple area, there's like a lot of shops and a lot of cars around, but what you don't see a lot of is anything that kind of, I don't even want to say decorates, I like really kind of values the public space properly.
I agree. And I think, too, when you think of, you know, public art as an investment, it's also a reflection of the diversity of the community, right? By investing in public art and in public artists, we're saying that our community welcomes artists as a part of it and that they're a part of what makes up the city's like demographic. Whereas if you don't invest in public art, it's almost a signal that artists aren't welcome in the community and don't belong in the community, which would not be very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if we had to like count all the way that the public money is spent, like 2010 Olympics, I think this kind of public art is not doing anybody any harm. And I'm pretty sure that it takes very, very little part of the city's budget. There's also the way that the city kind of budgets for and collects revenue for projects such as these, because I know a lot of cities, they have a public art tax for every developer. And I think that it would be a great idea if Vancouver doesn't already have a tax implemented for this already, that they should. Because obviously we have a lot of development already. And for every development, there should be some kind of, at least some thought to public art and a space for public art as well included in a development plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. I think also when you're considering it as part of a development plan, you know, Vancouver does not lack in wall space. Like, we have tons and tons and tons of unpainted buildings. What we don't have is kind of programs that invest enough in the artists to paint those buildings, right? So I think when you consider a development plan, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.